Okay, so later we're going to get to one of the craziest conspiracies, supposedly of all time, that Jared has prepared for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
It's a crazy one. Strap it. Hey, welcome back to whatever the hell this is. Neon edition? Or no?
I actually have a theory about our outfits.
Ooh, tell me.
I think we're ice cream edition. Because you have mint chocolate chip, pistachio,
okay,
cookies and cream,
ooh, right,
rainbow sherbet.
Oh my God.
And the guy serving it. So I think we're ice cream parlor edition today.
You do give ice cream parlor like 50s energy.
Like I mean, neon signs everywhere.
Like, hey, little lady, what would you like?
I love the 50s. My ex worked at an ice cream shop. I love ice cream. Oh. It all makes sense.
Triggered.
Wow.
Triggered. We have a lot to talk about.
Why? Oh, what's happening?
Or maybe we don't. We'll get to it. I have a question about your dating situation.
Or situations?
Ooh, I'm interested.
I have questions.
I just want to say, Jared looks like a middle-aged mom going through a crisis. With that
thank
print.
You. I don't, that's a compliment.
That print? You are know? You kidding me, Shane?
What?
This is cool to me. It's a little busy, but I do like it.
Yeah.
I'd wear this out in public.
Oh my God, first of all, we can't be talking about all these fashion updates without...
Fashion update, what's he wearing? What's the outfit for the day? What's got Jared looking sexy? Why does Chris dress oh so gay? What dumb shirt did Shane buy now? That's why his money's gone away. Fashion update, what's he wearing? What's the outfit for the day? Fashion update, fashion update, fashion update.
And Rylan and Spencer.
Well, at least I'm not the only one left out anymore.
Yeah, no, feels good. Spencer's wearing a JoJo is gay sweatshirt. Spencer's not gay, but you know, JoJo is.
Let me jump an ally.
So let me explain what I was talking about with the relationship situation.
Okay.
So as you guys know, and we're going to talk about this later in the show, but I'm currently in the process of planning and figuring out Spencer's dating show, which is coming up. I have a lot of girls, and I'm...
How does that apply to Chris?
We'll get to it.
All the leftover girls are for you, Chris.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll talk about that later in the show because we have some updates on the dating situation. But with you, so in our last episode, we talked about you and your boyfriend, and I don't remember exactly what went down.
Well, we were giving him an ultimatum.
Was it the ultimatum?
About where they live.
I think that's what... Anyways, we got a lot of emails asking me for an update. What's going on? What's happening? And now, Chris, listen. Huh. I hope you guys survive. And I'm prayers up.
Thank you.
But... Worst case scenario,
uh-huh,
you could be season 2 of the dating show. And listen, Chubby Chasers, iconic. But I'm not putting that out there. I want you guys to survive.
Oh, thank you. I can picture it now. All the chubby boys rolling up to the mansion.
Wow. I mean, I think I might have to break up just so that happens. So
no,
fun.
No.
His boyfriend's going to come running over to our house to kill all of us.
We also might need your boyfriend's help because this can be a big production. So,
can you imagine we hire him as a PA as I'm dating other
people? Okay, so we got so many emails, so we just have to do an update. Now, I'm putting prayers up. How is everything going? Is he moving here yet? What's happening?
No. He's not moving here yet. Not a great update. I don't know. We still don't know. He's like, oh, I'm working on things. And I'm like, what does that mean, though? And like not really giving me any great answers, unfortunately. So I don't know. I know as much as anyone in this room, unfortunately.
Okay, well, not a great update, but... Okay.
But season 2.
Hopefully for season 2! I'm kidding. I love your boyfriend. I'm kidding. Very sweet. Also, can I just say, I don't know if you've already documented this entire journey on your podcast, The Sip, check it out. But we have gone through a whirlwind situation with these Girl Scouts.
Oh my God.
Can we give the finale and can we break this down?
Yeah.
So we're walking the dogs and we're on the dog walk and there's a sign in like the middle of, you know, nowhere, right? Like in the middle of the dirt.
Ooh.
And the sign says like, support Tiffany on her journey of Girl Scouts. Here's the QR code. Get some cookies. And I was like, we're fucking supporting Tiffany right now. So we did the QR code. We ordered a bunch of fucking cookies. And then it said, Tiffany will text you when the cookies are ready.
Tiffany's very professional. Usually they're just hounding me at Ralph's. But
right.
this is a new way of doing it. I respect it a lot.
Yeah. So Tiffany, we're waiting for her text, right? She never texts us. Days go by. A week goes by. Tiffany'd in Texas. I'm like, that is weird. So then I Google it. I'm like, is this a scam? I'm like, is this a scam that Girl Scouts pretend, you know, whatever. And it popped up and it said, there's a new scam going around.
A warning about scammers pretending to be Girl Scouts selling cookies.
And of course, we're like feeding the babies. And Shane's like deep in his phone. And he's like, you've been scammed. And I was like, Shane, chill out. Like, relax.
Well, let me explain. So the scam is these liars, these con artists create these fake signs and then this fake website. And you buy a bunch of cookies and they never show up. And they steal your
information. And it's on my credit card. So he's stressing about us being scammed, but really it lies on me, and he's over there freaking out, and I'm just like, can we just wait a minute?
So I click on the link, right? I go to his emails and I go to the confirmation, and it says, like, here's your confirmation from your Tiffany order. And so I click on the link and it takes me to a website. It says, Tiffany is no longer selling cookies.
Oh shit.
And I was like, doing a customer care number on that email as well.
What? And the customer care number is always out of order. So then I look and it says, if it's a Girl Scout whatever.org, that's real. But if it's GirlScoutWhatever.com, that's a fraud. And I look, and it was .com. So now, Rylan, take over what happened with you and your mom.
Well, first I logged onto my credit card statement, and I see it's processing. So I'm like, okay, at least it hasn't gone all the way through, and it's been a couple of days. Maybe if they can't fulfill my order and they're good, honest people, this won't process in my credit card
account. Good, honest people usually put up QR codes in the middle of the woods for unsuspecting people to, you know, take their money. But yeah, it rang of genuineness to me.
And so my mom and I are walking the dogs, and I'm telling her about this story and how I was scammed in the neighborhood, and I was like, you know, it's really weird that they would put it in this neighborhood that's typically older. I'd say the median age is about 65 in this neighborhood. And my mom goes, that's probably exactly why somebody drove over here and put it in there. And you're the one that fell for it. And I was like, oh, right. So I have basically knock on the nosy neighbor's door. So then we get her outside and I'm like, do you know blank? I gave her real name on my podcast, but we're going with Tiffany today.
You gave away the girl's name.
I felt like I was scammed. I just don't want people to think we're lying. Like I said one name on this podcast,
Yours. Let's say Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany. I go, is there a Tiffany that lives here? And she goes, no, I've lived here for like 33 years and I don't know a Tiffany. And I go, are you kidding me? And so I told my mom to throw away the sign. So my mom walks over, picks up the sign, and throws it in a huge dumpster. And I was like, we just saved the neighborhood. We get home from the walk, and about 2 hours later, this person's like, hey, I'm blank, Tiffany's mom. We just realized that we got an order from you that was never fulfilled. Sorry about the delay.
Dude, the old lady is Tiffany, and you caught her ruse.
And I go, does she have cameras and saw that we threw away her sign, which then prompted her to look at her orders?
Okay.
Or was it just a coincidence that I threw away the sign and God told her, like, check your order? So I'm feeling a little bit bad, and I'm like, ugh. I'm not going to walk over there now and dig out the sign out of the trash. So I just go, I did the right thing. I just want to say, the next day when I was walking the dogs, I did fish the sign out of the trash can and I put it back up.
Okay.
So I did right by the world.
So, anyways, you got cookies.
Well, let me explain.
Where are we at with the cookies?
So he throws away the sign, right? Digs it out of the trash, causes a fucking disaster shitstorm. Everybody in the neighborhood has probably seen it happen on their ring cams. Rylan goes to walk the dogs. And I'm in the house all by myself. Well, I'm with the babies, and you know, we're scared.
Also, let me tell you, another week later.
It took another week. And then, ding, ding, our gate rings. And I'm like, huh, and I look, and it's a family. I'm like, oh, this is weird. It's a whole family. There's like a kid hanging out the window. Like, what's going on? Ooh. So I'm like, hi, hello, who is this? I'm like, hi, it's Tiffany and her family. We have your cookies.
They hand delivered them.
I was like, what? So then I let them in, and it's a whole family. Daddy, mommy, son on his Switch. Bitch, Tiffany, she pops out of the car.
No. Hi, I'm Tiffany. Here's a cookie. Thanks for supporting my journey.
And then the mom is just like, you know, she pops out of the car. She's cold. And she's just like, hey, sorry, it took a while. And, you know, the dad pops out and he's like, hey, my name's whatever. And we're hanging out. We're talking. We're kicking. And the whole time I'm just thinking like, oh my God, she was real. And then the kicker is the mom goes, and just so you know, thank you so much. You guys were the only ones that ordered cookies.
Oh my God.
Wait, and it took you this fucking long?
Yeah, what the hell?
Dude, you got one customer and they're not happy? Yeah.
And you didn't even realize that they had ordered anything?
But I will say, Tiffany was so sweet, so professional. She had her little thing on with a little, you know, like whatever. And I was just like, oh my God.
Someone just got, someone just robbed all kinds of people and then hired a weird family of actors to come deliver fucking cookies to your house because they knew the jig was up. Like, all right, dude, get a fucking family. We're the Miller style situation here. Go ring on their doorbell. It's probably a 40-year-old that looked like a kid.
Wait!
And then it's like, it sounds weird. Why would it take so long?
Well, on that tip, on that,
like, what? I gotta, whoever the scammer is, I gotta respect you for the follow through here and everything. This is a, nosy lady strikes again.
Well, there you guys go. That was the saga of the Girl Scout cookies, and I think it had a happy ending. Or not.
It's a fun ending. I like it.
Okay, I have a game I want to play with you guys. We're going to play in a minute. It's Hot Ones, Truth or Dab, but we'll get to that.
Dab. Isn't that how they do it? Dab.
Well, this game, I think it's like dab, like a dab of hot sauce. I don't quite understand, but yeah, we'll get to that. Dab.
Dab.
So, the families of Utah, the mommies of Utah, the Mormons in general have taken over the internet. They've taken over TikTok, and they've created something called Dirty Soda. Let me explain. So basically what they do is they take a soda such as a Dr. Pepper. This is the OG version. And then they take coconut flavoring, and then they put coconut creamer inside of it, mix it all up, and supposedly it's like a really sweet, creamy, delicious coffee drink replacement. So I've given everybody some creamers, some different types of soda.
All the stuff that will kill you comes out of Utah. Crumbles, water talk, dirty sodas.
Honestly,
you don't give a county caffeine and look what they come up with.
Fuck yeah. Wait a minute. You're right.
I have heard of dirty Sprite. I've never heard of... Well, it's pretty much if you put cough syrup in.
Yeah. Milk?
So they are taking some influence from Dirty Sprite.
So I gave everybody a little glass bottle so you guys can see the mix.
Ooh.
And everybody, I gave a different soda. So I have Dr. Pepper. What do you have?
Sprite.
What do you have?
I got orange soda. Very hard to not think of Kenan and Kel.
Chris has root beer. Spencer, what do you got?
I have this fucked up thing.
This kind of just looks like a Sobe.
It's curdling.
Wait, you already did it?
I mean, yeah, okay, it is curdling.
Oh my God, Jared's looks good.
How much do you pour?
Ooh, I did about a lot. I don't know. I just kept going until I felt it.
This looks terrible.
I'm excited for some reason. I think it's going to be a hit.
Ooh, I did a lot.
This is delicious.
Is it good?
Oh, fuck yeah. This is good.
I knew it.
It tastes, remember Orange Julius at the mall? They could have just done this and had the same flavor.
Oh my God. This is delicious. This is fucking good as fuck.
It feels like this should be so wrong, but it's so good.
So good. Listen, if you're not allowed to fuck or have coffee or be gay, you got this dirty stuff. Soda, bitch, who cares?
And if you do Sprite, I don't think there's caffeine in Sprite, is there?
So no, there's not.
It's technically legal.
Oh my God.
And root beer. I don't think there's caffeine in root beer.
This is really incredible.
Chris is really going in.
It's so good.
What is the diabetic rate of these women? Yeah, I mean, this is like fucking sugar on sugar.
Don't drink it all. Because you're going to need it.
Oh,
because
shit.
We're about to...
This is delicious.
Because we're about to play Truth or Dare. Okay, so what this game is, this was created by Hot Ones, not sponsored. And they include a bunch of cards with truths on them. So everybody has a few of these.
I'm sorry.
Now, the game is you read the truth, or dare, technically.
Mm.
And you either do it, or you take a dab of the hottest sauce in the world.
Mm.
It's called the last dab. It's a tough one. It's... Now,
so I'll die.
Now, I feel like this is a good drink, though, to go with this game because it's creamy, so hopefully it'll help.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first? Who wants to do the first truth or dab?
Ooh. I just like the whole experience of dirty soda. Can I say that?
Keep going.
I like it.
Honestly, put a straw in the creamer.
It's so good.
That'd be so sick.
Put the Fanta in the creamer.
It's like crawling out of this.
Okay, Chris.
I'll go first.
Let's have you go first. Oh, I'm nervous.
All right, ready? So, truth. Answer the question or take a dab. Whew. Do you enjoy 69ing? Why or why not? I mean, that's an easy one for me. I love 69ing. Absolutely. Big fan. Couldn't be a bigger fan.
Sorry, I'm visualizing.
I was thinking about the logistics as well.
Hey, don't put that on everybody else.
I didn't say logistics.
I ain't thinking about no logistics.
I mean, I think it works the same.
But I'm curious.
I think it's perfect. Because you... Oh, never mind. That's
okay.
Well, no, I'm saying. Okay, if
so
we
we're all thinking logistics.
No, listen, hold on.
Are you all thinking about me
69? Yes. If we were 69ing, you would have to be on top.
Well, you
unless I'm doing a plank.
Well, could but you can also be on your side.
But a lot of chubby chasers like being smashed, you know? So that's like a part of it.
Wait, being smashed?
Yeah, like squish, smush.
So being under the weight. It sounded specifically about someone in the room.
Wow. So you enjoy...
Not with all the weight.
A lot of them.
Huh? Not with all the weight.
Oh, yeah.
All the way. The more the...
That gives me anxiety. As a bigger person, I'm too scared to do that. You would die. Okay, I guess I'll go next. Mine says, would you rather have sex with... Whoa.
Wow.
Okay. Wait, I want to know.
Would you rather have sex with the body of your parent that has your partner's soul in them or the other way around?
Oh.
If you Freaky Friday'd with my mom or dad.
Yes.
Would I rather have sex with my mom or dad?
Well, you'd want
to be God.
In Ryland's body.
Well, you'd want to be with me.
Here's what I would do. I would be you. Right, your body with my mom or my dad in it. Maybe my dad, because we haven't been close our whole lives. And I feel like what I would do is say, like, hey, dad.
No, guys, this isn't easy.
Because I guess the opposite would be me in his body.
Yes.
Yes.
And so then,
I can't do that. That's too weird.
Because then you'd have the visual of
weird.
A parent.
It's too weird.
Rather than the soul and memory of a parent.
Too weird.
That went from 0 to 100 so fast.
It really did.
All right, truth.
Okay.
Let everyone here tell you why you should probably consider going to therapy. I might dab on this. One, because I don't want to do that. And two, I'm very curious. I do want to try the hot sauce.
Well, okay, we'll have you try the hot sauce. But what I will say is you might need therapy after the dating show.
That's true.
Because we don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, I feel like you are probably the most calm, collected, mentally stable person here. So I feel like that question would have been better for someone else.
Oh. Perfect shot.
I'm not saying you need therapy.
You literally tell me all the time.
I know.
What do you think? Is that enough?
I mean, that happens.
Oh, dude, that's worthy. Can you handle spice typically?
Or I like to go kind of crazy with spice. So I'm
okay.
Wow. Oh, look at the technique, guys. You haven't signed up for the dating show.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a little spicy.
Oh, no.
It's gonna get worse. It's not as spicy as I thought. I think I thought I was going to, like, die.
Well, good job. Wow.
good stuff, dude.
Jared, you want to take a
Yeah, let me go ahead and do this. I'll take a dab, but let me see if I want to be truthful first. When's the last time you took a nude, and who did you send it to?
I'm sure I can't remember the last time I wanted to take a naked picture of myself, to be honest with you. But I'm sure in the beginning of our relationship, I sent maybe a wiener pic over to Sandy.
A wiener pic?
You know, or something.
Ryland.
Wasn't he taking a dab?
No, he
answered the question.
I'll take it.
I thought he requested a dab.
Oh, I can't wait to try it.
Really?
I'm good at handling spice.
Is that a new spice?
Don't you hate spice?
Yeah, it is a new spice.
No.
I was kind of hoping it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked.
As I was handing it over, I was like, did I swap spoons?
I'd like to think you just had the decency to swap them, but I'm glad someone asked.
No,
Oh,
no.
It is pretty hot.
Nothing.
But it's not like uncomfortably
hot. Yeah.
What a badass.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Ryland.
Do I just pick one or do I look at them?
Just pick one.
How many times a week do you masturbate?
I actually am curious about this.
I mean, depends on the week, but not often.
Really?
Like, what kind of a week makes you want to masturbate more? Like, springtime? Like,
no,
cold days?
It's all on the frequency of, like, how much we're having sex that week.
So how many times a week?
Probably only, like, once.
What?
Well, yeah, really? We're having sex multiple times a week. Why would
and when
I?
Do you do it?
When
you're going to bed early because you're tired, and then I'll hear
no
fucking Netflix, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I FaceTime you, and I'm like, hey, I thought you were going to bed, and you're like, oops.
No, first of all, I would not be turning off to a Netflix drama. Second of all, I would only do it if it was like it needed to be done. You know,
everyone needed knows to be done.
No, like something do has to be done.
You're just so horny. You have to.
Is that what it is? Just needs...
What are you seeing during the day that's getting you that fucking riled up?
It's not about that. It's like a back stock of
the fire sale.
Yes,
him and the gardener are always outside.
Oh,
and the gardener, he'll knock on the door, and I'll be like, "Hey," and then he'll be like, "Ryland," and I'm like,
oh. "Weeds ain't the only thing he's been whacking."
Can you give me the hot sauce?
What?
Oh, I want to try it too.
I would love for you to try it because I have to be brutally honest.
Right.
The length is brutal. The strength ain't that bad, but the length is there.
Oh, it lasts. Oh, I'm just going to dump. Weird. It doesn't have a regular hot sauce top. It's just open.
Yeah.
What? How stupid.
It's like a little shooter of hot sauce.
Ew, I don't like the flavor.
It ain't made for the flavor.
It's like Chipotle. Hmm.
All right, well, I feel like, listen, no offense to this game. I'm sure it's really fun to play with you. Who would you play this with?
The questions are spicier than the dab, I think.
I see, yeah.
Wow, brutal review.
Would you play this with family? This
Fuck
is weird,
no.
Right? Who would you play this with? I guess people have friends.
This does last. It lingers.
Just take it on the bus with you. Hey, you guys want to play a game?
Does anybody want to do one more question before we move on?
Yeah, I'd like to know how many times a week you do.
Oh,
or dab.
It's not my turn.
It's a lot.
It's not my turn. No, listen, I would say my answer has nothing to do with you. My answer is it's more mental health. Because I use masturbating as a, you know, mental health check. It's a relief. It's a stress release. It's
how many?
You know, a lot sometimes. I don't know.
Are
it's
you
not
mental
more than...
health shaming Thank him you. Right now?
During Mental Health Awareness Month?
Hello.
Wow. Well, there you go. That was Truth or Dab. What a fucking nightmare.
These are quite the thought-provoking questions, though.
They really are, yeah. We're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, vagina. Can you hear me? Oh, my God. Sorry, I didn't know if you could hear me in amazing quality sound with potential isolation mode, so you can only hear me. Because if you're not using Raycons, you're not hearing right. That's not their slogan. It should be. Yes, today's episode is sponsored by Raycon. So if you don't already know, Raycon is an incredible company that makes affordable and high quality items such as their everyday earbuds. So these are my favorites. These are rose gold, but they come in a bunch of other colors. They have blue and white and black, and they are half the price of other audio brands who make other kinds of in your ear headphones. You see where I'm getting with that. But you don't lose the quality. They're actually incredible quality. I've talked about them so many times. My favorite thing about them is that I can work out with them on the treadmill and they don't slip out. They have the perfect fit. They actually come with little customizable gel tips and you can pick the perfect one to fit right in your ear. And it has 8 hours of playtime, which you know me, I'm in that gym for 8 hours. So I need all that playtime. Thank God Raycon has come in clutch with that battery life. And not only does it have 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life, it has isolation mode, which we talked about before. You tap it and it takes everything away and you only hear what you want to hear. And you don't hear, you know, people yelling at you outside or making mooing noises as you walk by. God, I miss high school. But it also has awareness mode in case you want to be safe and you're walking around the streets and you want to still hear all the things around you. Awareness mode makes it very easy. So I love my Raycons. I love the colors that they come in. I love that they're not just boring and like white or black. And I love how easy they are to use. The tapping system is very smart. You literally, just by tapping a certain amount of times, you can do different things. You can change it to awareness mode or isolation mode. You can turn it up. You can turn it down. It's very, very easy to use, especially for me when I'm like, you know, working out. What am I doing? So if you haven't tried Raycon yet, or if you just want another pair, please check them out. I promise you will not regret it. Go to buyraycon.com/grower and get 20% off of your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/grower to get 20% off, plus free shipping. So go check out their website. They have a lot more than just everyday earbuds, by the way. They make a lot of different things. Check out the website, see if there's anything you like, and yeah, go to the link in the description below. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. All right, welcome back to
Vagina. Viewers are great. I need another.
Theme song coming soon.
Yes.
Okay. This first email, this is everything. This is from Michelle and Isaac. She said, "Hey, everyone. I love the podcast. My husband and I just had our 6th year anniversary. And what better way to celebrate than taking your merch to Tokyo Disney?"
Wow.
Them in front of the Disney castle. Them eating their churros.
Yum.
Wow. Ooh, she has bedazzles on her ears. Showing off. Wow. That's so special. Thank you for taking us to Tokyo Disney. Oh my
God.
That
is so cute that they traveled all the way there with your merch.
I love it. Okay. Okay, this is from Darizia. Wait. D-A-R-I-Z-A.
I'm reading it Darizia.
Darizia. Darizia.
Darizia.
Wait, Darizia?
Darizia. Darizia. This is from Teresa. She said, my fiance and I love the podcast so much. Anyways, I had a stressful week at work and I was having a usual casual cry in the bathroom while wearing your Conspiracy Club shirt. So obviously I decided to snap a picture. See attached for my smeared mascara and the comfiest shirt to have a mental breakdown in.
What a good way to pitch the merch. Right?
Honestly, perfect for those. You can't even tell she's having a mental breakdown.
No. She looks great. You look stunning. Look,
have you guys had a breakdown at work before?
Yes. Yeah, multiple.
I think everyone.
When we worked at Jenny Craig and I was like losing weight, one of the other employees who I love, but she like grabbed my belly and she went, need more. Squishy, squishy.
Very, very non-sensitive.
Very honest.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever had a breakdown in the bathroom?
Oh, every day when I waited tables. That was my go-to place. Just scream in the bathroom.
Okay. So, sorry, Dariza, that you're having breakdowns, but you look good doing it.
Send us pictures of you breaking down at work in the merch.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then, oh, this is so sweet. This is from Marjorie. She said, hey, Shane and the rest of the crew, I'm the eldest of, I love that word, eldest. I'm the eldest of three sisters, and my second sister gifted me your pink pig bag when it first came out. We've been watching your videos since 2011. She got married this first week of March. Our baby sister and I were her bridesmaids. I wore the pig backpack because it matched the colors of our dresses. And look at, look at the pig backpack at a wedding.
Wow.
That's iconic.
She looks so good.
So good.
I mean, it matches perfectly. She's not wrong.
Look, it matches the straps of the dress. Like, it really exactly. Does. Yeah. Like, you can't even tell.
It looks imposed on there.
Honestly,
almost.
It was a no-brainer. Perfect.
It's so cute. Thank you. That's the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Thank you so much. Not sweeter, though, than Dariz's breakdown.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Equally sweet. Okay, let's get to some voicemails. This first voicemail is from Glenn, I think. The username is Fat with a P. Fat Glenn.
Gotta respect that kind of a name.
Gotta respect it. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Glenn. Love the podcast. Hashtag Team Grower.
Yes.
My girlfriend and I watch you guys all the time. We're actually watching right now. But the main reason I reached out to you guys was to ask if she continued watching the podcast, but as husband and wife. Maritza Yvette Del Campo, will you marry me?
No way!
No way! Did you email this person to tell him it was going to be you? So you need to.
Oh my God!
What if he does it before?
No, I think we did.
No, yeah.
Oh my God, my heart's racing.
It was from a DM. Yes.
Oh my God! So first of all, congratulations! Oh my God! Oh, she said yes.
Good for you, Fat Glenn.
He said yes to Glenn. Oh my God, Mrs. Fat Glenn, Mr. and Mrs. Fat Glenn. This is the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. That's our first proposal.
That might be the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yes,
and it's not even to me. It's just so unbelievably sweet.
Oh my, it was so suspenseful too because it just ended.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know what happened.
And so bold, like I'd be dying if I was this man, being like, "Hey Shane, when's this episode coming out?"
Also, having to watch the first 30 minutes of us like talking about girls got good knees and fucking dabbing all over.
How many times we masturbate a week? Will you marry
him?
Oh
my God. Holy shit. So explain. So you texted me and you were like, hey, I got a proposal.
Yeah, so I got a message from a guy that said he'd like to propose to his girlfriend and have it be something for the viewer vagina on the podcast. And I said, dude, of course. He's Team Grower. 100%. How are we not going to? And he kind of looks a lot like me. I'm going to be honest.
He does.
He's a redhead guy, bald, got the beard. I was like, dude, for you, no problem.
Aww.
So yeah, then it happened.
Wow, that is so iconic.
And it took him a while to send it to me. So there was a time there where I thought, oh man, you know, we got a little bit of stage fright. Aww. I'm sure there was nerves involved, and now you get to release those nerves. She said yes.
Yeah.
Look at you, dude, you're engaged.
Yeah.
Back when you did it.
Wow. Please give us an update. Let us know. Did it work? Have your now wife send a voicemail too, being like, I'm a wifey. This is very exciting. Next voicemail. Wow, we can't top that though. I feel like I should just quit.
We might as well.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I want to know about your guys' near-death experiences, if you have any. I know for me, my house last summer got shot up from a gang shooting right outside, and one of the bullets came into my room and landed in the pillow that I was laying on. So all the police told me I should buy a lottery ticket because I almost got shot in the head. But I want to hear any stories like that. That you guys have.
That's a hard story to set up.
Listen, following up an engagement with a near-death experience where a bullet landed on your pillow next to your head?
Yeah. We peaked.
I mean,
how do you tell someone that story and say, tell me a story like that? Yeah, you know, one night there was just gangs driving by and shot up my whole house and the bullet almost hit me in the head. What do you got to say?
I know.
Anything like that ever happened to you?
No. No. Not like that.
No.
Have you ever been shot almost in the head?
Yes, but I was a baby. But yeah.
You're shot in the head as a baby?
Not at the head.
Your mom?
But a gang fight, yeah, happened.
What?
But I feel like my whole, I almost died a million times.
Wait,
I almost wasn't
you?
Born. I
yeah, wait,
wasn't.
Wait, let's go back to the shooting. How did you almost get shot?
Gang fight.
Were you in a stroller?
No, I don't believe so. I gotta ask my mom.
Am I about to die right now? Sorry, I'm having like a brain thing. Oh my God.
That's a...
I'm okay.
A brain thing?
I don't know. My head is going like, wow, 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 wow.
And the hot sauce has now moved to my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Is
oh,
it
yeah.
the soda?
Same, yeah.
You feel like the burning sensation in your stomach too?
Yeah, and it mixes well with the cream, okay? The thick creamer.
Wait, so, okay. Glad you weren't shot in the head.
But it's been like a lot. Like, there were a few things before I was born.
Before
like,
you
my
were
mom
born?
Didn't know she was pregnant, so she was taking a thing like to make sure there wouldn't be a baby.
Well, you cheated death and, technically because she was taking something that you shouldn't have been alive for.
Yes,
you wanted
so you
to
cheated
be here.
Death,
and then her my mom's water broke, and she didn't know that it broke, and I was just like suffocating for hours, and I was born like completely blue, like that Thai blue.
Were you like a tiny baby?
A lot of things as a child.
Your mom. Shout out.
Yeah.
Sounds like she had some near-death experiences. Yeah. Holy shit.
Scary stuff.
I
was hit by a car.
It's hard to compete with a gang shooting almost killing you, but Chris, that was good.
He really went there.
That was different. That was different.
Did you know that? Okay, do you know that movie? This is a side note. That movie, The Butterfly Effect. Have you heard of that movie?
Ashton Kutcher.
You know that movie? Yeah, with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
So the whole movie is about him changing things in the past, and then it changes things in the future. Yeah. But it keeps getting worse, and everything's a mess, and he's like, well, what am I going to do? Well, the original ending of the movie, because he kept making everybody's life horrible.
Well, no spoilers.
No, the original ending. They didn't use it.
Okay.
Was he flashed back to when he was in the womb and he strangled himself with the umbilical cord.
What the hell?
Whoa.
That's the original.
I think I did see that on like the DVD or
Isn't
something.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm like, holy shit. Imagine just watching that in the theater and just being like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, then it just ends. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's it. Anyways.
But no one else had anything? Like, I don't know if mine's even count there when I was a baby.
Death.
I mean, I would say the closest I've probably gotten was in a car accident or something.
That's pretty serious.
But
your
I
car
mean,
lit on fire.
Yes.
I wasn't in it. I mean, yeah, I was in it, but I wasn't in it when it was engulfed. I'm talking about when I crashed into a tree one time.
Oof.
That was pretty death-defying.
Right. Scary.
But no, I would... No, I don't.
You were near death.
Yeah, the closest non-medical one I can think of is when I was... a little kid, you know, in the like we went to like a fair and you know that big like swingy boat one.
Yes.
But I was too small, they kind of let me, it was like, you know, it wasn't like high security, and so they let me in, but the bar didn't like keep me in.
No.
And so when I would flip, I like if I had to like hold on, and I was like swirling around.
Oh
the
my
bar
God.
And I was looking at my mom. I was like, well, this is the last time I'm going to see my mom. I literally was like, as a child, like, well, I'm going to die right now.
Was she not like grabbing you back in?
No, she was on the ground watching me.
Oh, my God. Because
she had like
God.
Taken me.
Holy
like,
shit.
The
was
day.
She not screaming like, stop the
she,
ride?
No. I think she thought I was like doing it on purpose or something. She was like, hey,
you're like,
yeah, he's having
with your
I was like,
legs
I was truly terrified, like upside down. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm happy you're alive.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'm happy you're all alive. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of viewers, I need another.
Yes.
What we don't need any more of is Spencer submissions, because I got like 200 willing, excited women who sent.
I feel like I'm watching like an infomercial and you're just on my pimp. Guys, I got 200 excited women.
They are ready. They are prepped. They are background checked. And it was crazy. So I went through every single email. I read every single one. There were so many, like, they answered all the questions. They sent all the pictures. One girl made a Google Doc because she's like, it's too much for an email. And I opened it and it was like a whole situation.
I can appreciate
Whoa.
That.
Me too. Yeah. It was everything. But she lived in another state. Here's the thing. There, I would say about 75% of them don't live in LA, which was the number one thing that we needed. And it was like, girl,
you're like, what?
I live in Australia. I'm like, how? I'm not going to fly you here to fall in love. And then what? Long distance relationship? We can't do that.
Yeah.
So I have narrowed it down. I went down to 20 and then I went down to 5. So now I have my 5 picks, and all of them were amazing. They were all sweet and perfect and different in their own ways. But these 5, I have a really good feeling about. And they all wrote back and were like, I'm in, I'm excited. So then I did a follow-up email where I was like, okay, so here's how it's gonna work. So we've been planning, right? We found a huge crazy mansion online that we rented out, and they actually said no. So now we're looking for a different location.
Okay, okay, fair enough, fair enough.
So we're looking for a new location. We have, like, we're gonna really go all out. We're gonna get a drone. Like, I wanna film it like The Bachelor.
I can just imagine, like, when you were talking to the owners of this house, they're like, what is it gonna be? Okay, so guys, I got 20 women, super ready and excited. I'm like, spit all over. They're super excited. Like, get the fuck out of my house. This is too much of a liability. This guy's starting a fucking cult in her house.
We live only like 15 minutes from the Bachelor Mansion.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Let's break in.
Do we really?
Yeah. Whoa, it's not far at all.
So it's going to be a whole thing. So let's talk about, like, okay, so I'm hoping that the 5 girls, so I wrote them and I was like, here's how it's going to work. It's like, we're filming it like The Bachelor. You guys are all going to get your own one-on-one dates, like 10-minute, 15-minute dates. And then the rest of us are going to watch from another room and listen and, like, you know, give Date commentary. Books. And yeah, we're going to cock energy. And then Spencer at the end is going to choose one of the girls to go on a real life date with. And then he's going to document it, take pictures and stuff, and tell us about it later on the podcast. So I sent them that information, and only one of them wrote back. So I don't know what's going on. I think they might be scared. Maybe they didn't know it was going to be like...
Versus
each other?
Yes, that's a lot. It's kind of crazy.
Didn't
when
we
you think
say
about
that, though,
it.
On
yeah,
the
we
show?
Literally said we should do it like Dragon Ball's dating Drag show.
Race. Yeah.
It ain't a dating show if it's just one person.
So yeah. We'll see. There's 15 other girls. So listen, by the time we shoot this, which is in a week, I will find the right girls and we will do this. But we need to think of some ideas for, like, questions, right? Because if you're on a date, I don't want all the dates to be the same. So should we come up with, like, questions or fun little themes for each date to keep it interesting?
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I think... it would also be fun, like you were saying with the conspiracy, to like, there's a lull. You guys can be like, look at a question. Like, maybe we have them on a card or something, and someone can ask the other person a question that, like, either you guys or the audience picked or something like that.
But if there's undeniable chemistry, there shouldn't need to be filler, right? And then if there's no chemistry, I'm living for the awkward moment.
Yeah, that's true too.
As a viewer, are you kidding me?
Well, we could also start one with a question to, like, jumpstart it. I don't know.
But then what if one person gets a better question and you're like, oh, thinking you like this girl more when in reality she just had a better question?
Well, okay, first of all, I was trying to make this interactive and ruining it.
Sorry.
Just
being practical.
You guys in the comments below to leave a good first date question. You can be as weird as you want, you can be as fun as you want, or as honest and real as you want. And I want to go through the comments and find one per date. There's gonna be 5 girls, so we need 5 really good questions. So leave them in the comments, thumbs up the ones that you like so I'll see them more. We also, side note, so I got a submission for a 41-year-old porn star. Her picture, she was on a motorcycle, tatas out.
Wow.
It was iconic. And then she goes, I know you aren't going to pick me for this because I'm a 41-year-old porn star and you're, you know, that's not what you're looking for. But I would come and stir shit up.
Does she live in LA?
Yes.
That sounds like one of the defining things right now that we need.
I know. I'm just saying. So there, so she might be here. Her. And if she's not on the dating show, she will be on our show at some point. Yes. Holy shit. It was iconic. Okay, well, I saw this reel. Wow, I am old. I saw this reel and I was so shook I had to try it. So everybody has a tie.
This is okay.
And women and men at home or everything in between. If you have a tie, check it out. So I saw this and I was like, there's no fucking way this works. And I thought maybe this would help Spencer because he needs a tie for his date. But now we're not doing suits. So
I still wear a tie.
Aww. Anyways. Okay. Watch this. Okay. Wrap. Okay. And then... what?
How? What? That's fake.
Huh?
I don't believe it.
The amount of times Ryland has been like, I don't know how to do this, and I've had to, like, put the tie on.
Do you
it
know
myself.
How to do a tie?
Yeah. Okay, but, so let's watch it again.
But how?
Okay.
That's
so,
fake.
Down, and then wrapping it 3 times. Okay, and then he pulls a second one through.
There's no way.
Okay.
My brain can't even understand what I just watched.
Oh, it kind of worked.
It did?
Shut up. We'll put it on.
It's a little backwards.
I actually don't understand. That's the problem. My brain can't fathom this.
I think it worked, but it is backwards like you said.
Oh! It worked!
No way! But
put it on and prove it. That you can, like, adjust it and it works.
I think it worked. Wait, it kind of did a thing. Whoa, wait, it kind of did a thing.
That's so millennial of you. It kind of did did a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, mine's soaked in Sprite.
Oh, I am a millennial.
I did a thing. No, I love being a millennial. Shout out. Well, there you guys go. The tie thing works. If you need help tying ties for your men's or your women's,
that's and is it crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yours is the only one that looks good, though.
Thank you. How? Why didn't anyone ever teach me this? Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I'm very excited. Well, speaking of things that are going to shake you to the core, let's get into some conspiracies. Are you clapping for me? Oh, stop. Oh, I'm so shy. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, my God. No, stop. No, you stop. Okay, that sign. I see it. Can I marry you, Shane? Of course you can. Just don't tell my husband. God, it's hard being a pop star. Oh, hi, sorry. Didn't see you there. I'm on my worldwide tour. Now I know what you're thinking. Shane, what are you talking about? You're not Drake or Nicki Minaj or Bad Bunny, all of which are currently on tour. You are a flop, a has-been, a never was. Hang it up, flat screen. And you might be right. But one day I will be back on the pop scene, girlies. Take a seat. And you know where you can get tickets for my upcoming shows that don't exist yet? SeatGeek. That's right, today's episode is sponsored by SeatGeek. If you don't already know, they are the number one rated ticketing app in the world. They take all the tickets from across the internet and they put them in one place for you, and they find you the best deals. If you see a little green dot, that means, hey, these tickets are good to go, worth the value. If you see a red dot, that means, get out of here, they are overcharging you. So SeatGeek is hooking you guys up with a brand new deal. They're going to give you 10% off of any tickets you get on SeatGeek if you use code GROWER10. So all you have to do is download the app, I'll put the link in the description below, and find the tickets you want to go to, put GROWER10 as the code, and you'll get 10% off. And they don't just have concerts. I mean, yes, obviously, they have Nicki, Hozier. They have so many different musicians, but they also have, like, comedy shows, festivals, pretty much anything that you need a ticket for, SeatGeek has it, and for the best price. So check out SeatGeek, see if there's anything you want to go see, and use code GROWER10 for 10% off. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show. Okay, I know this is confusing. I'm wearing a different outfit. It's a different day. I'm in a different place. But that's because very last moment, we had a brand new sponsor reach out and say, hey, we want to work with you. And I was like, me? Oh my God, thank you. I'm so grateful to the sponsors of the show, especially when they watch our show and they want to work with us. Because you know what I mean? Like any brand that is comfortable using code GROWER, that is a brand for me. So thank you so much to DraftKings Casino. So if you guys know anything about me, you know I love casinos. I am so obsessed with casinos. It is honestly one of my favorite things to do. I know it can become a problem, which there'll be a disclaimer later about that. But if you go into it knowing that you are going to have fun and there's a chance that you'll win, it is a fun night. Ooh, and the nachos. There is nothing better than slots and nachos. What am I talking about? DraftKings. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. That's right. Play exclusive games like fan favorite Rocket. The excitement is endless. The vibes are right. And the cash prizes, oh, ho, ho, they could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. So if you want to try it, download the app. I'll put the link in the description below. And use code GROWER to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Also, quick little disclaimer. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net.
In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
So thank you so much, DraftKings Casino. All right, enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. Okay, so later we're going to get to one of the craziest conspiracies supposedly of all time that Jared has prepared for us, right?
Oh, yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it.
So that's coming at the end of this segment. It's a crazy one. Strap it. But before we get to that, let me just say a couple really quick ones right off the bat. Number one, Olive Garden. Has anybody been getting Olive Garden targeted ads lately?
Oh, shit.
And or emails from Olive Garden?
I've been getting the ads, not the emails.
The ads.
Yeah.
I've been getting ads on Instagram, ads everywhere, emails constantly, probably because I put my email in when we were ordering 5 million breadsticks. But I got so many emails to the podcast email saying, oh my God, Shane, I keep getting targeted ads for Olive Garden. I'm not saying it's because of our video, but I am saying because of the video.
Duh. Yeah.
Come on.
They're utilizing. They know what they're doing. They caught the algorithm.
Well, they passed. So, of course, they want to be on everyone's phones that's watched that video.
Right. So, that was first. Number two, I heard this theory, and it's not even a theory, really, because scientists have discovered that it's probably real. Do you know why penises are shaped like mushrooms?
No.
Supposedly, it was, you know, in the caveman days, if your woman had sex with a man and he came inside of her, you know, trying to reproduce, you fuck her afterward and your dick goes in and then scoops out his cum with the shape of, yes, like a plunger, with the shape of his dick so that your cum will be the survivors.
Okay, just a logistical question. Were they circumcised back then?
It doesn't matter, I think, because when you put your dick in, the skin is pulled back.
That's true.
Oh. Yeah. So, yeah, it's literally a tool. To scoop.
It's a tool for gangway.
Shout out to penis. The shape of a penis.
Right.
Shout out to the shape of a penis.
Yeah, dude.
I'm calling bullshit, but.
But no, it's real. They literally, the scientist created a situation with like dolls.
They had a gangbang?
Dude, these perverts are getting paid by our fucking tax dollar to fuck around with dolls? Perfect.
They made like silicone dick pussies and put in like.
They got a fleshlight, filled it with lotion, and then fucked it.
You guys missed that. He just put so much. You are not going to be okay. He just put so much creamer in that.
It's so good. I need more.
If you start puking out of your ass, it is your fault, and I'm not plunging it with my dick. You got to get that out yourself, sweetie. Holy shit. Okay, let's get to the real conspiracies. So the first one, I got so many emails about this. By the way, if you have any conspiracies you want us to talk about, ShaneDawsonPodcastStuff@gmail.com. This is about John Cena.
I love John Cena.
I know. You've been talking about your John Cena love.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of his comedic acting.
Wow. Well, then maybe you can give me some thoughts on this. John Cena recently was naked on stage at, was it the Oscars?
Yeah, Oscars.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So he was naked on stage at the Oscars. So I got a bunch of emails about this. People think that John Cena, that was his shame ritual.
His humiliation act.
Right. So, Jared, do you want to break down what a shame ritual is and why people are talking about this?
I think they just like to humiliate you, and they like to make you... I don't really know a whole lot about
it. Is it humiliating if he has a body like that and he wants to show it off?
Wait, who makes
it's a little bit weird, I mean, to put yourself out there like that, but, I mean, it is... I don't know.
Well, okay, supposedly to get into the next step of the Illuminati, like if they're recruiting you, right, you're doing well in Hollywood, you're popping off a little bit, the Illuminati's like, I see something. So what they do is they force you to have a public humiliation. And if you survive the public humiliation, then you are in.
So are we in?
So... No, they missed me. So basically, if you look back at it, I mean, you have Taylor Swift when Kanye West came up on stage and embarrassed her in front of everybody. And then what happened after that? She literally blew up to an extent that nobody's ever seen. Biggest star in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's a little specific. I kind of made this one up, but I believe
perfect.
Justin Bieber, what is his most famous moment? Not music related. Like what really put him into the atmosphere?
Throwing eggs at his neighbor's house.
Peeing in the fucking mop bucket.
In the bucket, yeah.
Everybody knows about it. Everybody heard about it. Every parent, every grandma, literally everybody was talking about him being in the bucket. So my thought is, and that really is, after he peed in that bucket, he was the biggest star in the world and has been since, right? So here's my thought. This is reading into it a little bit, but I kind of believe it, right? And I feel like Justin will speak out on this at some point. So I think the Illuminati was scouting him, right? They're like, could be the next Michael Jackson, the next Beatles. Oh, he could be really big. We need him. And then I think it was set up and then leaked to the press, and then it became the biggest thing in the whole world. And that's a simulation. I think it's real. Nobody else?
Could be.
That's huge. I mean, I never heard of it, but
how else did that get leaked?
I just feel like there could be much more humiliating things. That's a boss fucking move, just to pee in a bucket. Like that's a Friday night for some people to pee in a bucket, you know. I don't see the humiliation unless someone was like straight on filming you.
I mean, it was humiliating for him.
Was it?
Yeah, it was bad. So yeah, obviously you had the Ariana Grande licking the donut. I don't think that was a humiliation
thing. That
makes
me so mad though,
that she licked the donut.
Yeah, that's so gross.
What did she do?
She was at a donut shop and she licked a donut that she was gonna buy.
That's just like upset. Like, what if I was the next person that walked in?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she did.
I don't know.
She licked a bunch of them, I think. I think she licked like several.
Really?
I think.
We'll look into that.
I'm blessed to get Ariana's licked donut.
Ariana, come on the show.
You could defend yourself.
So here's my thought. I think we need to be on the lookout. I'm looking at Sydney Sweeney. I'm looking at Jenna Ortega. I'm looking at Timothy Chalamet. Maybe the popcorn bucket. I don't know.
Who are these people?
You don't know yet. You don't know yet.
All right, pee in a bucket, Jimmy Charlemagne. Pee in a bucket, buddy. Do it, dude.
Well, go poop in a fucking urinal, man. Poop in a urinal somewhere.
Level it up.
Yeah.
Get a bucket, so, Jimmy Charlie.
Take a flying dump.
These are the next biggest stars in the world. Jared doesn't know who they are yet, which means they're not the biggest yet. So I'm looking out. I'm on the lookout. Well, I guess... Sydney Sweeney was just in Madame Web. Like the biggest like bad movie flop of all time.
What about Timothy? What happened to Timothy?
He's dating Kylie Jenner.
He is.
Ooh. But that's a flex. But you never know what
for
she'll
him,
do.
Which one is Kylie? Is Kylie the...
The youngest billionaire?
Lips.
Ooh, the lips.
Yeah. Okay, this is just a little quick one, and nobody's going to care about this except for me, because whatever, but Drag Race. So if anybody watches Drag Race, me and Rylan are probably the only ones in this room, but Drag Race is so iconic. I love RuPaul so much. So this isn't even a theory. This is just real, and it's going to make you watch Drag Race differently from now moving forward. So RuPaul will never be seen when he's in drag. He will never be seen from any other angle besides front. So like when all the judges are on the judges panel, it shows all the other judges from the side. But every time it cuts to RuPaul, it's from the front. Huh. And when he talks to everybody, he's not looking at them. So he'll be like, hey, Chris, how are you? Hey, Ryland, how are you? But he never looks at them because it creates shadows on his face. So he's always this way. That's why he looks so young. But then it's crazy because when you watch a show knowing that, he literally never looks at anybody and never like makes eye contact. It's very weird and unsettling. Like he's on stage and he's like, hey, how are you? Like all, it's very weird.
You
it's
know,
so weird.
I got to respect a man that knows what he wants.
Genius.
And he's on that, or she is on that runway just poised.
Yeah
So check it out next time you're watching Drag Race. It's insane.
That's pretty funny.
Okay, really quick, I just want everybody to look at your pinky on your most dominant hand, the hand that you might, I don't know, hold your phone with,
jack off with.
Whoa. So the pinky on your dominant hand that you use your phone has a dent now right here because of the way that you hold your phone like this. We've created a dent, baby. Whoa. It's step one in evolution.
It's like the headphone dent.
Yes, on your finger.
Oh.
And we used to get dents on our index finger from our pencils. But now people don't use pencils anymore. Ooh, so like, now the dent has shifted.
It's hurting.
To hear.
I don't know if you're placeboing me into seeing it, but I see it.
No, I can feel it. I can see it. I can feel it. It's so clear. So I've been trying to not use that finger with my phone, and it's so hard.
It's making me uncomfortable.
I just say, fuck it. Like, I'm in with the dent. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'm denting it up. Do I got it?
Is that the phone you hold your phone with?
I think so, yeah.
So hold your phone. And you, oh, your pinky right there. So look where your phone is and feel. Do you see a dent?
I got a dent. Oh, no.
Okay. So have you guys heard about ChatGPT's new feature where it talks to you?
Ew.
Let me give you a taste.
Hey, ChatGPT, can you describe a nice kitchen scene, but make it very casual and breathe and say and things that sound very natural while you're describing?
Sure thing. Picture this. You're in this cozy kitchen, right? The sun's peeking through the curtains, giving that warm glow. You can almost smell the aroma of fresh coffee brewing. There's this gentle hum of the fridge in the background, kind of soothing, you know? And
you know?
It sounds just like Spencer.
I hate it.
Doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds so real. I loved it.
That sounds so bad. I can literally tell ChatGPT, I could be like, call my girlfriend and break up with her.
I hate it. It's like how I picture our mornings if you ate breakfast.
I hate it. No, Rylan. No.
Okay. That's going to be a thing. Oh my God, he broke up with me through ChatGPT.
I hate it.
Okay.
I hate the implications of it. I know.
So I downloaded it. And we're going to play with it right now. Okay, so let's choose a voice. So there's different voices. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We're all going to die.
Okay, here we go.
Well, let's have fun.
There.
Of course.
I just want to share how thrilled I am to work with you, and I can't wait to get started. So what's the game plan?
Okay, so his name is Cove.
Ew.
Okay, this is Ember.
Hey, I'm ready to hit the ground running. So if there's anything you'd like me to focus on first, just let me know.
That guy says a bunch of facts in Instagram reels.
Whoa.
That's the voice. Have you ever thought about
AI?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Breeze.
Hey, it's great to meet you. How's your day going? I'm really looking forward to working on some cool stuff
Breeze
together.
Dude, if not, Breeze is a creep.
I'm really excited about teaming up with you, and I'm all set to dive in.
That's Sky.
So how can I make your life easier?
Why did these ones sound like robots, though, and the one in the video sounded?
I trust Sky.
This is Jupiter.
Hey there. I've got a really great feeling about us teaming up.
How can I jump
like
in?
I feel like my love is blind.
How sad to start dating one of these. Like, tell me about your ideal date.
It's gonna happen. You're gonna have a super advanced sex doll that like talks and like does.
Could I have phone sex with Jupiter?
No, that's cheating.
Is it?
Yes.
ChatGPT?
That's going to be a problem in the future. Is that cheating?
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. Let's do Breeze, the gay one.
Hey, it's great to meet you.
He wears a scarf.
What's wrong with a scarf?
It's just gay.
Hey, Breeze. Are you gay?
You're gay.
I'm actually just an AI, so I don't have a sexual orientation.
Oh, okay, we know
what
you're gay.
My purpose is to assist and provide information to everyone equally.
He kind of sounded offended.
Yeah.
Hey, Breeze. Can you tell me about your favorite date night with a guy and use a lot?
Well, I don't really have personal experiences, but let's imagine a cozy night out. So picture this. It's a warm summer evening, and we start with a nice dinner at this charming Italian restaurant with dim lights and soft music.
This is crazy.
We share a delicious meal while chatting and laughing about anything and everything.
I'm getting hard.
Then we take a leisurely stroll through the city streets, hand in hand.
Okay, he talks too much.
Enjoying each other's company.
Wow.
In between
the boner's going away. But it...
Breeze, you're boring us to death.
Hey, Breeze. Is it normal to have a small flaccid penis that grows when it gets hard?
It's completely normal for penises to vary in size, both when flaccid and erect.
Oh.
You laugh.
We lost you, Breeze.
He self-destructed. Oh, no.
It's like, this is what I'm used for.
Hey, Breeze, I'm lonely. Can we have a romantic conversation, just the two of us?
Of course, I'm here to chat with you. Tell me what's been on your mind lately.
Just thinking about your, you know, AI dick.
I understand you might be feeling lonely, but I'm here to provide support and have meaningful conversations. Let's talk about something else. What are your interests or hobbies?
Say blowing fat loads. You know, dude, I'm trying to fucking blow a load, bruh.
I'm here to have respectful and appropriate conversations. If you have any other topics you'd like to discuss or if you need support, feel free to let me know.
Respect okay, Breeze's boundaries.
All right, we're going to leave, Breeze. You're kind of boring us. Okay, Jared, our final theory you have prepared for us.
Yes.
And it is called Bohemian Grove. Break it down.
To give you guys some backstory, Bohemian Grove is a place, it's just north of San Francisco in the Redwoods, and once a year in July, there's like a two-week camping trip, I guess you would say, for the most elite and powerful people in the world. And up until like the early 1900s, it was predominantly just artists, musicians, or people that enjoy the fine arts. But what happened is in the early 1900s, they started allowing politicians, elitists, people who basically ruled the country in. And I'm guessing a really rich guy said, hey, why don't I invest a little bit of money into this and we'll expand it. We'll do some really cool stuff. And the reason I'm saying all this is because people believe that at these meetings that happen for 2 weeks, a lot of things get planned for like how to rule the world, laws that are going to go into effect, all these things. They believe that the Manhattan Project, which was where they, you know, developed the atom bomb, was something that was talked about there. There's also some like ritualistic shit that goes on here. So they have a man-made lake that's like next to a almost amphitheater that they've created. And the way that they start the 2 weeks off is they get a boat, a canoe, and they put what looks like a body onto this canoe. Huh? And then, I guess, move this canoe through the lake underneath a statue of a 20-foot owl, and then they burn it. And that's supposed to be their sacrifice, and it's called the Cremation of Care.
What?
And it's believed that it might be a real human being that they're sacrificing in the beginning of these things.
Wait, okay.
But I think what I kind of, when I was doing my research, I thought, why would this even need to exist? Everybody kind of knows about it.
How?
It's this secret society that you can actually like apply to be a part of, and it takes like 15 years. But
to get in?
Yeah, to get in. And it's a lot of money to get into this thing, you know? But it's like presidents have gone, a lot of actors, a lot of musicians are involved in this.
How do you know this?
I mean, I just did some research, you know? But I was trying to figure out, like, what exactly is going on here and, like, why is it so scary and what could they be hiding? Because they're out in the open. But what are they hiding here? What are they trying to do? But I think the elitists started to see with media coming up
what the potential was to use these people as their smoke screens to the public. Like, we've talked about movies being used as ways to warn us about aliens, how they influence people through predictive programming, and it's their way to network with people in media to get them to join their side and to do, like, evil shit.
Basically another Illuminati?
Pretty much. And it's also, like, a lot of, you know, like, let's say guys that go there that you would think are straight or portray as straight, there's a lot of, like, gay stuff going on. Like, Richard Nixon was a guest one year, and when asked what he thought about it, he literally said in very, I'm going to use nicer words, but he say it's the gayest thing that he's ever seen in his life.
But the upper class in San Francisco is that way. A Bohemian Grove that I attend from time to time. The Easterners and the others have come there. But it is the most
f***ing
goddamn thing you will ever imagine
on San Francisco. He ain't seen
this podcast. but like, I think what it really is their way of plotting out what's going to be happening, whether it be political, whether it be in the media. So it's a very creepy thing. And the fact that they're, like, burning fucking fake people.
But people know about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a town around it. Like, you can go to the town in which it is.
What?
But nobody will talk about it. Like, if people have worked there, they sign very, very tight NDAs where you can't discuss anything about it.
You know anything about the Bohemian Grove?
I worked there before, yeah.
You worked there? Whoa, what did you see?
A lot of things that I cannot talk about.
Wait, you know? You've heard about this?
Yeah, I read a book by this author, John Ronson. I don't know if you've never known about him, Jared, but, like, he snuck in.
He's the one that went in with Alex Jones,
I believe. Yeah, he went in with Alex Jones, and it was like, they got found out pretty quick, I think, but, like, they saw the, like, the ritual with this big owl thing. They, like, I think there's a picture or a video of it on this, like, vid camcorder or something, but, like, they snuck in. It's like a real, it really happens.
Did they say who was there?
I think they were saying there was a lot of, like, costume stuff, so it's hard to tell.
Ew. Listen, and no shade. I'm sure it's great and happy and don't come for us.
I mean, if you got the invite, wouldn't you be curious to see what goes on there?
I just hate traveling. Thank you for that.
Of course, but it sounds fun.
Shout out Bohemian Grove.
But if you've gone, what is the number they can call to leave a voicemail about it, right? Or take a picture in some grower merch at
it. Grower cloak.
Imagine if someone was like, hey, so I went to, like, the Bohemian Grove in July for a couple weeks and I wore your merch. Like, yeah.
That I could get behind.
We're everywhere.
Wow. Well, there you guys go. Speaking of
gay.
Speaking of a lot. Let's
do a recap.
Let's do a recap.
Lights, camera, action. Ryland's recap is about to happen. Ryland's recap.
On today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast, we have been scammed and we've had it with the Girl Scouts of America.
That's a stance to take right there, dude.
I'm sick of it.
I'm boycotting them.
I mean, Tiffany, we love you. Thank you for the cookies. But the Girl Scouts, this has made me rethink the Boy Scouts, even though they're not affiliated. And I don't know if my boys will be a part of it.
They're not affiliated?
No.
We Googled it.
What?
I thought they were.
They're not.
Wow.
But regardless, conspiracy. I don't think my boys can be a part.
Spencer's looking for love.
Oh, yeah.
Love alert. Spencer is one step closer to finding his one and only, his forever and always, as his dating experiment is coming up soon. The next podcast episode, right?
Hopefully.
Will Spencer find love, or will none of the girls show up?
That
would
scary.
Be such a funny episode, just me sitting by myself.
Teaser alert, season two.
I go to Ralph's and I'm like, anyone?
Please. Oh yeah, season two, but hopefully not.
Hopefully there will never be a season two, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. No, we're not, for Chris to be our next contendant.
Yeah, shout out Chris's boyfriend. Move here already.
Thank you.
Fat Glenn is proposing.
Oh my God. In the most, I don't use this word almost ever in regards to something I'm involved with, but iconic thing to ever happen. Somebody has proposed on the show, and I hope for the love of God he recorded her reaction we can not only experience it ourselves but share it with the world.
Oh my God.
He said he was going to.
Really?
I didn't want to say, hey, dude, no added pressure, but if you were able to record this, that would be great. he actually admitted that. He said, yeah, I'm also going to like catch the moment for you guys.
I didn't want to critique him, but personally, I thought it should have been a video.
But he's sitting right next
to you. Are you fat Glenn shaming?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Shane reveals how many times he masturbates a week, and we're shocked.
Are we?
It's for his mental health.
Right, yeah.
Can you imagine if like you were like a BetterHelp therapist? So it was like, I got something going on. Dude, have you tried just jacking off?
Honestly, that is probably what they would say.
Sometimes it takes away my headaches.
Right. The Mormons, they're on to something.
Oh, we love the Mormons. They're rich over there in Utah with the ideas and money. Crumble, Dirty Sodas.
Stanley.
Water next? Talk. What's next, you Mormon mommies?
Penises are shaped like mushrooms to get the cum out.
Ever wondered why your penis was shaped like a mushroom?
Wonder every
no
day.
Longer. The Shane Dawson podcast is here to answer. It's a sperm scooper.
Ugh. You ever wonder what your tax dollar is going to? Scientists to figure out the shape of your penis. Truth or dab.
Oh. The hottest hot sauce in the world. It burns law all the way to your stomach. It does. No, it did. It moved all the way down, and it was a long, tingly sensation.
Right.
Creepy Grove is taking over and ruling our world. What's it called?
Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove, ladies and gentlemen. You women are not allowed, but us mushroom-shaped penises, it's a go.
RuPaul doesn't have a side of her head. What was the conspiracy?
RuPaul?
She only has a face.
She only has a face.
Unlike Ariana Grande, who will only be seen from her left side, RuPaul will only be seen head on.
John Cena is...
Yay!
No, my favorite actor.
Jared's favorite actor, John Cena, was naked at the Oscars. I mean, what's the story?
He's shamed.
He's humiliated.
Oh, he's going to be super famous, you guys.
A la Bieber peeing in a mop bucket.
Yeah. A la Ariana Grande licking a donut. And we're looking out for the next big stars, Timothy Chalamet.
Wow.
I think I drank too much of this. I'm unwell.
It's not
People were wearing the merch at a wedding, breaking down in Tokyo Disney.
Have you ever needed an article of clothing you can do anything in? Try ShaneDawsonMerch.com. You can break down in it. You can visit Disneyland Tokyo in it. And you can even... What else did they do?
They wore the pig thing at a wedding.
Wear it at a wedding. It's great. It's soft. It's nice. And it's beautiful. You can cop it now at ShaneDawsonMerch.com.
Moomoos to come. If you want moomoos, let me know in the comments below. What do we say on the moomoo? Please help. I don't know. I have no ideas for this.
Please help. Why don't... Just put that. Please help.
Oh, my... That's
can you imagine?
Fucking good. I'm just a big moo-moo that's just... Holy shit.
I'd wear it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Every man in season two has to be wearing a please help moo-moo. Oh, my God. Okay, wrap it up.
All right. That's it for today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure you subscribe and follow all of us on our unique individual journeys in social media land. It's all linked in the description section below. Get your ShaneDawsonMerch.com, and we will see you right back here in 2 weeks on the Shane Dawson Podcast, where Spencer will maybe find his match.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh my God, you did the millennial heart.
Oh, I thought he was doing the Illuminati.
That's super gay of you in a JoJo shirt to do the
Gen
Z's, heart.
Gen Z's like this.
Gen Z does
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
Such a JoJo sexual.
I'm Gen Z. I don't do that.
All right, guys, go. Hopefully you enjoyed, oh my God, this whole show. What a disaster in the best way possible. And I love having a disaster with my friends.
I think we looked great doing it.
Thank you. Later, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Let us know. I don't really know. We're going to go. That was a lot. See you guys next week at the mansion.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.